Morning. I once heard a shiur on recording from Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Zatzal. It's written in his forum as well. And he said like this, he started off the shiur, he said, what's a good business deal? I'm not coming to teach you here what a good business deal is. A good business deal is when you have a small investment, you have to invest small, and the comeback, the profit, is big. That's something that's quite basic. You can buy some schera for cheap, set it for a good price, you're doing good. The same is in Ruchnias. The same is in Ruchnias as well. If you can do something, a small investment, and the comeback is very big, and that's called a good business deal. So he spoke about this part, he used to speak about it quite often. Now we're standing at start the day the Torah way, but there's also end the day the Torah way. But there's something after, the last thing we do the end of the day, which is really end the day the Torah way, is Krishma Lamita. That's the subject that I want to talk around the shtickle here. Krishma Lamita. Rav Shimshon Pinkas used to say, we'll see the Indian of Krishma Lamita, but he says you invest 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, however long it's going to take you to say Krishma, it's going to take us to say Krishma, but properly, slowly, with Kavana, and that way our whole sleep, which is however many hours it is, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, everyone different, is a whole different sleep. The way he used to describe it is, it's a difference if your sleep is going to be embraced by the Ribbono Shel Olam or a sleep which is not embraced by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's something which we're anyway with sleeping, and if you think about it, however long we're sleeping, it's either a quarter of our life, a third of our life, or some people more, or some people less. But whatever it is, it's a big part of our life we're sleeping. So it's a shame that this part of our life shouldn't be also be able to a meroimim dig a time which is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's talk through the sugya a little bit. So the Gemara starts with the Gemara in Brachas, beginning with the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, Daftala Adam Beis, the bottom of Daftala Adam Beis, Gemara says, Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Aval Pi Shekara Adam Krishma Beis HaKnesses, even though you've already said Krishma by Mariv, Aba Mitzvah de Kreisai Al Mitasai. There's still a mitzvah to say Krishma again, Al Mitasai. Al Mitasai doesn't mean Dafka on your bed, we'll see, it means Somuch Le Mitasai. Amar Rav Yaisi, Mikra, what's the Pasuk? Where's the remes for this in the pasukim? The pasuk is, which we say actually, my Krishma, Rigzu va'al techeto imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'doy muselos. We darish an imru bilvavchem is, Rashi says, is b'chol v'avcha, that's Krishma, al mishkavchem v'doy muselos. Which we'll see later what we learn out from there. So Amar Ibn Nachman, the Gemara Kais on the Gemara says, if you're Talmud Chacham, you don't need to. Actually, interesting, what's the Talmud Chacham? Rashi says there, top of Hayim Adalef, in Brachas Rashi says, the Talmud Chacham is someone who is rogil b'mishnasai, lachzai al gersasai, someone who continuously is doing chazara and going over his learning. That's the definition of a Talmud Chacham. So he doesn't have to. That's what Abaye says, because he's anyway learning the whole time. Says the Gemara, but you should still say, Abaye said, you should still say, that was Rav Nachman. Abaye said, still he should say one pasuk of Rechamim, which is Biyotcha Afkid Ruchi Patisa Oisi Hashem Kedemes. That is one Gemara. A couple of lines later, a bit further down the Amud, in Hayim Adalef, the Gemara brings another memory. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol HaKoyer Krishma Al Mitasoi Ki'ilu Oichez Cherev Shel Shtei Piyos Biyotis. It's as if you've got a double-edged sword in your hand. Shenema, Roimim Meis Keil Begrinim, we said this morning, V'cherev Piyos Biyotim. And the Gemara explains, because we say before that, Yalzu Chassid Mechava Yirananu Al Mishkevoisam. So if someone who's Yirananu Al Mishkevoisam, then he's got a Cherev Piyos, a double-edged sword. What do you need a double-edged sword for? So the Gemara carries on and says, Kol Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol HaKoyer Krishma Al Mitasoi Mazikin Bedelin Minei. The mazikim keep away from you because you've got a double-edged sword, Pashtas. So through the koyach of your krishma, it's like a cherev, and that will get rid of the mazikim. So we see here the memras, which we'll explain in a minute, put them together. Then we have another gemara, a couple of dafim later, just to remind us. Amar in Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says of something very, very shaf. Rebbe said a few things to his children, and one of the things he said to them, Al Teshvu Al Mita Aramis, don't sleep off. So the Gemara says, don't sleep on a Geisha bed, which one of the pshat in the Gemara gives, Ikad Amri, Deloi Siganu Beloi Krishma. Don't go to bed without Krishma. If you go to bed without Krishma, the Rebbe told his children, you're sleeping on a geisha bed. And we find Rashi ala Torah, the Pasuk. Bilam already knew about all this. Bilam in the Brachas already told us, Karav Shochav Kari, the Pasuk finishes off, Lo Yishkav ad Yoichal Terev. And Rashi says, brings a Mesh Chanchuma, Lo Yishkav, Balayla mitosei ad shehu oichol umechabel, till he gets rid of all kol mazik abod atorifoi, keitzad, kirish es shemal mitosei umafgid ruchoi biyad amokim, bo machne v'gayis lazikam, akashbrochu is shemehim. So those are the famous memories about the Indian of Krishma Namita. But we have it, we just to bring out, we have a machrikas, rishayim, poiskim, in what the reasoning of the saying of Krishma is. So we brought one member of Shulman Levi, who said, Mixtve lekreisei, and he brought a pasuk of Rigs of Al-Techeto, and then we have the reason of Mazikim. Tosfos in Brachos, that base of Mandalef, the long Tosfos, the first Tosfos we always try and do, maybe when we start Shas, Tosfos there learns, and Rabbi Yona also learns, that the whole inyan of Krishma is as a Shmira from the Mazikim.
Are you talking just about saying Shema or all the...
No, so No. Very good. Excellent. That's coming soon, which I'm time allowing. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Divine, I'm talking about just the saying of Krishma. Thank you for pointing out. Just saying Shema. Just saying Shema Yisrael, Vahavta, and in a minute we'll see it's better to say all three if you can. Keneged, we'll see later why. But there's other, but Mavua in other Mefarshim, in Chuvas HaGa'onim and Magen Avraham and others, that besides the inyan of saying Krishma, Shema, because of Mazikim, there's also another inyan which they learn. That's what Rav Shlomo ben Levi is saying, Mitzvah LeKreisei, is Pashat, to go to sleep through Divrei Torah. Your last thing before you go to sleep should be learning. You should go to sleep with learning. And that's Rigs of Al Techetol, Imru Vapraman, Rishkav, Chemedoim, and Sela. Go to sleep with the learning. And they chose to say Krishma. It's a very chashuv thing, Krishma. And with that, we can understand there's a Machlekes Rishonim, what the Seder of the saying Krishma is. What's the Seder? Do you say first Shema, then Hamapel, or first Hamapel, and then Shema? So there's two different days. So if you learn that there's two separate things going on here, that Shema is just, you should go to sleep in Torah Divrei Torah, then you should say that first, then Hamapel. But if you learn Shema is also Shmira of the Mazikim, so then that's not a hefsek between Hamapel and going to sleep. That's how they explain the Shaila. Also, we have to explain why we don't make a bracha on Krishma Namita. So if it's out Shmira, then you don't make a bracha on Shmira. You don't make a brach on something which is just there as a shmira. And if it's al Divrei Torah, so the Prima Godim asks, why don't you make a bracha? Like the mitzvah of Krishma by day. So he says, could we make brachas on mitzvahs to Rabbanon as well? So he says, because we've already made, since it's Divrei Torah, so we've already made a brach on Divrei Torah in the morning. So that's how they learn Pshat in the Gemara. Not Hamapel, we're not talking about Hamapel now. Let's leave Hamapel Krishma. So that's how some learn. That's Pshat in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara says if you're Talmud Chacham, you don't need to. But now it's not Negea anyway because we. First of all, who can really say they're a proper Talmud Chacham? But you're learning. You're learning. Yeah, could be. But it's Angu Numan that you've anyway got the reason of Mazikim. You've got the other reasons anyway. So out of that, you should anyway say it because you want to. You want the to say the parasha Krishma, that should be a shmira for the mazikim. That's the other memories of Rabbi Yitzchak. Also, they bring out that it will be enough gemina for ladies, because someone to say that maybe ladies are potter from Krishma, but says the Eli Rabba, what do you mean? If it's out shmira, ladies also need a shmira. So about the ladies also would have to say Krishma, but Moshe Shtembuch says, Moshe Shtembuch in the Tshuva says, you know, since it's a nidun where they need yishud, so at least they can be yotzer with the ikka halacha just to say krishma, hamapil, and maybe yosha b'seisa, and they don't have to say all the psukim. I'm not saying any heter, but I'm saying there is a mokum to be mekel. Oh, but we don't say even the first parasha, that thing that's in it, and I didn't go into, what? We do the parasha on the first day, which is, could be connected with this inyan. That could be, there's two reasons, you're right. If it'll be out to Nazikim, could be we wouldn't say it, but because you've got the other inyan as well, you do say it. There's actually another reason why we say Krishma. There's another reason why we say Krishma. A third reason, this is brought down in the Zohar Kodesh, and it's brought down in the other Svarim, the Seder Hayoyim, is that because sleeping is a 60th of Misa, so just like before Misa, we need to be mekabel on ourselves, Omach Shamayim. So too, before every night, before we go to sleep, we have to be mekabel on ourselves, Omach Shamayim. So it comes out, we've got three reasons to have in mind when we are saying the parasha of Krishma Alamita. Either that we should go to sleep through Divrei Torah, it should be a Shmira against the Mazikim, and it should be a Omach Shamayim before we experience our sleep. What are these mazikim? So I don't really know. It's not a subject I'm familiar with what mazikim are, but the different nuschas in the different svarim which talk about it. So they call it the klipas atuma, which comes through people averus when there's ra in the olam, the peliyot, right? When, you know, it comes through our averus when there's ra. Whenever there's ra, that creates koichas atuma, and which try to destroy us. But I just want to share with you, just out, interesting, the Meiri here, he says, what are mazikim? The Meiri Arishan, he writes, what are these mazikim? He says, I think the mazikim are the deos hakozvas, the warped Hashkafas, Deus, the Kfira which we have. So in a quiet time, before we go to sleep, we need to be mashrish in ourselves, the Emunah, and that's why we say Krishma. That's what it means, the Krishma kills off, in the Mazikim, it means it takes away our Deus Kozves, our Kfira. So that is just the ending of Mazikim. Ababada, it's Mavur, the Ike is Mazikim, is all the koichas atuma which may disturb our tefillas going up, may disturb us having our connection with Rosh Hashanah, and through Krishma Alamita, that takes that away. If you look around in the Svarim, there's a lot of skulas written about the saying of Krishma. I mean, the Yaris Tvash says something in one of his droshes, writes a line very very interesting. He says people go to bed without Krishma, saying Krishma, and he says this is one of the things. He says this is all what's left. It's one thing which is left to us in the Golus to protect us from chait and to be married by our scha, and we just lose it so easily. Periyot writes that it's a skula. If a person wants to have kavon and tefillah, Krishma Alamit is a skula for having kavon and tefillah. And he says that is a pshat. He says another pshat in mazikim. He says that's pshat in the mazikim b'deili minei. He says the ikka mazikim are the mazikim which are mevalvel our das, which make us all turmoil. We can't think straight. And he says the skull of saying Krishna is that we will have a clear mind that we'll be able to have kavana and tefillah. Now Rizal says it's matzel you us from machshav isros pshas shena. Ramesh Shtemel brings down from Meir Peshlana, it's a skula for ladies, that they shouldn't be mapil their child. And some svarim write, it's a skula, not a person shouldn't have any pchadim, shouldn't have an anxiety, pchadim. So there's a lot of gewaldige Sachen, besides the etzah mitzvah of Krishma, there's a lot of gewaldige Sachen, skulas, which comes out from the mitzvah of Saint Krishma. So let's talk through a few of the halachas b'negea. There's a Siman Shulchan Aruch about it in Siman Reish Lamed Tes, the end of Chedi Beis. So we discussed one halacha. We mentioned, what do you need to say? So Mi Ikka Dina, the Shulchan Aruch says you need to say Shema and Parsha Rishayna, the first Parsha of after. Shemura writes, brings from the Achronim, Mekubalim, that it's better to say all three. Why? Because it's keneged, or if you say all three parashas together with Kel Menach Neman, it's keneged Remach Evarim, and that will be a shmira on our Remach Evarim. It's not Medina, we won't have to. If someone feels it's going to cause him not to say it properly because he's going to have to say the whole thing, it's probably better to say just Parashat Yerushalayim, but that's what Mishmar writes. What's the Seder of saying Kriya Shema? As we said before, there's Machlekes. You say first Shema and then Hamapel. What should you do? If you look at Sidurim, there's different Sidurim written differently. So the Achra of the Mishabura is, it depends what type of person you are. If you're the type of person who's going to say Shema and you're going to fall asleep in the middle and you're going to miss Hamapel, so then you should say Hamapel first. But if you're going to say, if you can, you know you're going to you'll be able to stay awake, then you should say first Shema and only say Hamapel at the end. Then the Ramah brings down that after Kriya Shema, not Hamapel, we're not talking about Hamapel yet, even after just saying Kriya Shema Lamita, a person shouldn't eat, drink, or speak. L'chatchila. Why? Because of the Pasuk. We said, we learn out from the Pasuk, Rigzuva al Techeto, Imro bilvavchem, al mishkavchem, v'doimu selo. Doimu is a lashon of shtika. V'doimu selo means you should be quiet. You've said Kriya Shema, now it's time to go to sleep, not to talk, not to eat or drink. Mishabura writes, I've had... We'll talk about that in Hamapel. I'll mention that in a minute. Mishabura says, I've had that if a person's got a tzorach to eat or drink, he needs to have a drink, or he needs to speak something important, he can be make it. It's only l'chatchila. But that's all that Hamapel. Hamapel we'll talk about soon. L'chatchila... One is allowed to say, Mishabura brings down, if you're not saying this Krishma, sometimes we end up in the summer, the Moshal, it's very again here in England, sometimes in the summer we have a marav early, before Nacht, so we end up saying Krishma before we go to sleep, and we're going to be Yotza, the Krishma as well, of the Mitzvah Deraisa Krishma. So that if you're doing that, which I did hear from someone who says that you shouldn't do that, but it could be it's a chum raises, because we discussed that the two Krishmas could be different things. One is to be Yotze the Mitzvah Deraisa, and one is, let's say, for Shmir Mazikim, so they're two like separate Krishmas, maybe you should say it twice. I'm not saying, I didn't really see that anywhere. But let's say you are being Yotze the Mitzvah Krishma, this Mitzvah Krishma for the Mitzvah Deraisa, then Lechatchila, not Medina, you shouldn't really say it lying down, you should say it standing or sitting, not lying down. But if you're saying just Krishma Lamita, then Medina, you're allowed to say it lying down, on I think bent on your side, But the Ma'aseh Mishabura does say, brings from Chai Adam, that it's better to say it ba'amida or b'yeshiva, not lying down. And he finishes off in Shatzin. He says Avada, because you know what happens a lot of times when we're saying it lying down, we end up schluffing in and not saying it properly. So if one can, Avada don't be moicha. He says Mishabura writes in one of his places, don't be moicha to someone who says it. Not that we see many people doing it, but it's not something we see. But one is allowed to, but one doesn't have to. that is all benegeir to Krishma. Then we have the Bracha Vamapel. So the Bracha Vamapel is the Gemara Daf Samach Hamad Beis in Brachas. The Gemara says you say Shema, and then you should say Hamapel. The Gemara brings the whole the Nusach of Hamapel. Now we have to understand what is Hamapel? What is this Bracha of Hamapel? Is it a Birchas HaNenin, like you make a bracha and you drink, a bracha of Hana, like a bracha, or is it a Birchas HaShvach? So the Seder HaYom, which was a Friediger, Talmid HaRizal, he writes that this bracha, you shouldn't say it until you mamish see that you're falling asleep, and your mom is, till you see you're about to fall asleep, then you should say Hamapel Chav L'Sheinai. He said, because without that, if you say it and you don't fall asleep, then it's going to be a brachal of Atola. And they bring down for the Ben Ish Chai, and there are other poskim who learn like that. According to that shita, I did see brought down that, and we'll see in a minute, that once you've slept a little bit, there's no din in half an hour. I don't know where this half an hour comes from. I think it's a myth. once you've slept for a minute, a proper sleep, not just maybe a Dremel, but once you've slept a proper sleep and you've woken up, so your bracha's been chal on Shena, you're ready to be Yetzer. They bring down a story. Part of the story is famous, of the stipler. Famous story of the stipler, and he was going on a shidduch. So he had to travel to meet his future kala. And he was going on a train. He thought, you know, he's going to have time on the train to sleep. So before he goes on the train, he's going to learn for many, many extra hours, and then he'll sleep it off on the train. So he learned for, they say he learned for 48 hours, I don't know, whatever the nusach is, it was for a long time. And he came to the train, and when he came to the train, he had a suffolk about shatness on the seats on the train. That's famous. And he stood the whole train journey. He didn't sit down. Obviously, he couldn't sleep standing up. He came to the place to where he had to meet his kala, and there was a bit of a delay. His kala wasn't there. So he decided he'll chap a Dremel. So it must have been in the evening. And he said Krishma, and he said Hamapel. And as he finished saying Hamapel, in she walked. So now he didn't know what to do. The way it's brought down in Panini Rabbeinu, it's brought down in one of the Sfarim written by Moshe Motka Shulzingon, I think on the stipler, he writes that he had the Mishnah Berurah with him. The Mishnah Berurah must have been out. He must have had the Mishnah Berurah, and he was ma'ayin in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see in a minute. And he came out from the Mishnah Berurah that you're not allowed to be mafsik. So he was meramus to He fell asleep for a few minutes, and he woke up and he got engaged. And they had a chosh of a son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. God will have But that is the shit of the Seder Hayom. But Rav Poskim, if you look, I'm not saying not all, but a lot, and Rav Poskim, Chai Adam, Aruch HaShulchan, and it's walked down from Friediger, Shir Knesset HaGdola, the Yaivetz Pashtas, Rav Chaim Tzanza, maybe not the Yaivetz, Chaim Tzanza, many Poskim say that no. The bracha of Hamapil is not a Berchas Hanenin, that you have to say it just before you go to sleep, and you're not allowed to be mafsik. And if you don't fall asleep, then you are going to be, it'll be a bracha lebatala. The bracha of Hamapil is a bracha on Minhag Shaloylim, that's the Nusach. It's a bracha on the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shem gave us the wondrous thing called sleep, which brings back our koichas. That is what the bracha is. So even if you don't fall asleep, Avad, it's not going to be a bracha batala. And Memela, that's why Medina, there won't be a problem to be mafsik after you say Hamapel, Navas. Avad, they will masakin it only if you are going to sleep, just before you're going to sleep. And Avad, because you are making this bracha on the sleep, before you go to sleep, one shouldn't be mafsik. But say the poiskim, according to this shitta, avada, one would be allowed to be mafsik for something which is important. Lamoshal, someone remembers, you forgot to have a marib. Oh, if you forgot to have a marib, or in the summer it's very negaya, especially if you daven early. Yeah, it's brought down in the Chavetz Yar brings down worms. If you forgot to Sfiras Omer, you said Hamapel. Oi, I haven't counted Sfiras Omer, so you're allowed to go and say Sfiras Omer, or Asheyotza. Even though it's brought down from the Chaznish, he was said you shouldn't say Asheyotza, but obviously he was being machme for this other shitta. But Ramesh Sternbuch writes, and a lot of other poskim write, is that the Rav Poskim, the Angenumen shitta, is that it's a Berchus HaShvach, and Mamela one for something important. If you have to, one's allowed to be mafsik if you've got children, little children, and you start saying, you know, they're not going to know what you're talking about. Maybe your wife will understand what means, but not. The little children. We'll mention that. Mishabru's shitta himself is not clear. Mishabru brings down the Chai Adam that it's made on Minig Olam, but he doesn't like it. He says because we're saying Hamapel Chev L'Sheina Al Einai. We're talking Lashon Yachid. Mishabru is more noted to say that it's a bracha on your sleep. So according to Mishabru, one has to be careful. More careful not to be mafsik. So, but there is a minig, there are those, it's brought down, the minig bells, And I think the briskas, a lot of people taka don't say hamapil because of that. It is a starker minig in the world not to say hamapil because of this shitta. They're scared that they won't sleep, or they're scared they're going to be mafzik. The Biskrov, I think Biskrov, one time, must have been early on in his life, he once said hamapil, and then he was so nervous he couldn't fall asleep, that he might not fall asleep. He taka didn't fall asleep the whole night because he might not fall asleep, and he taka from then onwards, until when he became quite old, so when his falling asleep became easier, he didn't say hamapil. Oh, but I think that is not something. So that's what comes out from that. So saying hamapil during the day, it seems that it wasn't niskan to. It's brought down different reasons, either because it's not the time, it's not the minute, it's not the time. So if it's a birchas hashvach, then it's posher why you don't say hamapil, because it's. It's not the time when you go to bed. It's not the minhag olam. It's not the time of the minhag olam a person goes to sleep. And even if you learn it to berachas hanenin, it could be chazal weren't masakin it for this time because it's not the time of shena. What's negeh? What is very negeh for us is in the summer when we go to bed after alois or just before alois. So if you're going to bed after alois, so lecher it's daytime. So mishabrum be'alacha writes you can't say krishma namita. But I saw a tshuva in Rav Shtembuch. I'm not saying how to paskin, but Rav Shtembuch writes, he talks about England, he mentions England, and he says, since you got a few months in the summer, a lot of people won't be saying hamapil, that becomes like the time of sleep, even after alois, avada, one can say krishma lamita, even after alois. Yeah, because then it's already the morning. It's after net. This shayla is only, sorry, between alois and net. Avada after net is called day, and avada you won't say hamapil. This shayla is from between alois and net. Then Mishabro's even got a suffolk. Once if you go into bed just before alois, but you're only going to fall asleep, which happens in the summer the whole time. You go to bed just before alois, and it takes you time to fall asleep, and you know you're only going to fall asleep after alois. So Mamela, you can make up. In England, you can anyway. If you look in the calendar, there's always a few alois in the way where they find them. But there's a few alois, so you can probably zikr be makel anyway with the second alois. So, so Mamela, you shouldn't really have a problem in saying hamapel then. They bring a quick, short story. They bring down from the Divrei Cheskel, the Shin of Arov, the son of the Divrei Chaim. There was once, when he was a younger man, he was once, a fire burnt out in the started burning out in the town, in the wooden houses. There was a sakana to stay at home. And the problem is, he had just said hamapil. And he had to run out of the house. It was a sakana to the foshes. So, but he needed to say hamapil, and he didn't want to be mafsik. So he had the state of mind to take a pillow, and he ran all the way out of the sakana to the next to the river of the town, and he lay down, he went to sleep for a few minutes, and with that he was yotzei his hamapil. And he said, they say, the chassidim say, as it was known as that spot near the river was Mesugal Yeshuas. It was a spot, it was Mesugal Yeshuas, because it was a Pashto Zach, because it was a Mesugal, you see how a person was Moisei Nefesh for mitzvahs. He mentioned that this is just the divide we just discussed. Krishma Lamita and Krishma and Hamapil. Then when there's all the other nuschas, where does that come from? That's also Gemara. It's a Gemara. The Gemara is Shavuos. The Gemara calls it Shir Shel Pegoim. The Gemara says, you say Yoshev Seisa, and you say Hashem Morab Tzorai, and the Gemara mentions saying these psukim of Shmira. And the Gemara asks an interesting kasha there. The Gemara asks, it's also to be misrape from Divrei Torah. So the Gemara answers, lahogain shani, for protection is different. So kubshuta, you mean it's, you're not having a refuah, it's just a protection. The chinuch, just finish off, the chinuch says, the chinuch in the mitzvah, tov kuf yud beis, where he's discussing the lav of choy v'chodah, which is a lav of saying words to manipulate a snake, and using words of Torah or different things for koichas atumah type of thing to do things. So he says, "Are you going to ask me how come from this Gemara that we say psukim to guard us from the mazikim?" And the Gemara asks the Kasha, asks the Shrapas. And the Gemara says, Lahagin Shani, what does that mean? He says, Pshat is, it's not some skula. He says it's Pshat. He says, Pshat is, when we say these Psukim, and we say it with Kavana, we are embedding ourselves the inyan of Bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and we're putting all our Bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and because of that, because of the schus of having bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shleilam, through that we will be nitzel from the mazikim and all any ra. So it's not some sort of koichas, you know, super things. You say some psukim and you get something. It's faket. It's through saying the psukim with kavana, and it's mechazik our emunah and bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So we are through that we are zeicha to. We are zeichet to having the shmir from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So that's the chizuk from what we get out for Krishna Mitzvah.